Hello, Jane.
Hello, Rachel.
Can you just say who's in the room today?
Me and Rachel.
Yeah. And your full name?
My full name is Jane and Amy Leonard.
And what's the date today?
14th of February 2020.
Okie dokie. And what's the time?
2 o'clock.
And where are you from?
I'm from Greswold in Wrexham.
Can you tell me a bit more about yourself?
My name is Jane and I'm Neil Ennard. I live about 43 weeks close to Greswold. I am married to a gorgeous husband called Martin and Neil Ennard. We got married 2014 to September the 5th, 2014. It was the best day of my life I could think of. A lot of people turned up, Mark's family turned up. I'm glad in a way that my family didn't turn up because I didn't want them there. Basically, it was a very emotional time of day because I absolutely broke into tears and whatever because it was an emotional day. Mark's family broke into tears as well. We've got emotional and upset. Some of my friends were upset on the day because of me getting married.
Happy, upset?
Happy.
How did Mark propose?
With a wedding ring.
With a wedding ring?
Yeah.
Did he plan?
What happened, we got married in a posh hotel in I can't remember the name of the place, but I don't think the hotel's there anymore. I think it's closed down or somebody's overtaken it. Basically, we stayed in a hot tub, and the hot tub was absolutely out of this world. We were in the hot tub fully naked, and we were both absolutely pissed out of our heads. I meant we were drunk. I wasn't well on the day I got married because I was sick with diarrhea and everything, so that really upset me on the night.
Was that a nervous tummy?
It was because of the tummy and everything, and he upset me because it went all over my best wedding dress, but it's cleaned and it's been taken to the dry cleaners and everything, so it's washed and cleaned. That's it, really.
How did Mark propose to you? Did you have a day?
We opposed because the vicar or somebody in the place married us, so got married there.
How did Mark ask you to marry him?
We were talking about it for years and years, about getting married, so just asking me.
Did he get down on one knee?
No, he just talking about it and asking me, and we arranged it, and we had a lot of help from different people.
Who did you have help from?
Just friends of mine and friends of his and his family as well, so.
Why did you need help?
To organise it and everything.
To organise the wedding?
Yeah, and to get funded for it and pay for it. So.
Was that easy or was it quite difficult?
No, it was quite easy, but it was hard at first, but we managed to do it.
So who did you ask first for help? Who did you go to first?
Credit union.
Ah, okay. And were they helpful?
Very helpful.
And they helped you get married?
Yes.
And finance it?
Yes.
Oh. So were you born in Wrexham?
Yes.
And did you move away and come back, or have you always lived here?
No, I've not always lived in Wrexham. When I was little, I was beaten up by my family in the past, and I went to St. Christopher's School, and I was bullied there in school. I moved from St. Christopher's and ended up in a place called Denby. Everyone used to call it Denby Nut House, because that's what we used to call it, because we hated it. But it was a hostel where I stayed for years and years. Then I moved from the hostel and I was in foster care for about 12 years. From one foster care to another, and then I was beaten up in another foster home, and then I moved from there and I moved to Brumbo. And then from Brumbo, I moved from Brumbo to Gwersyll. I got my own place eventually.
How did you get your own place?
Social services helped me to move.
What made you want your own place?
Because I wanted my own independence, and I wanted to be on my own. And
do you have any support?
No. I did have support a long time ago, but nah, not anymore, because I don't need it. I used to be in the project called Keyring, but that went fantastic, that was amazing, and then it went all bust. So
what was that project for?
Just for people to come on Keyring.
What, for help?
Yeah, and whatever.
So when did you meet Mark?
Right. First time I met Mark was when I was in the Green Gym. A Green Gym is a project where you go on, do garden stuff and courses and whatever. We were just chatting with each other, and he took my number, I took his number. We got so friendly, we went on a date together. went on a date.
Where did you go?
We went for a meal somewhere in town, and ever since he asked me out and I asked him out, and since then we've been together. And he used to be in a place called Newhall, but he's not in Newhall anymore. So
do you live together?
We do live together, and it's absolutely amazing. It's out of this world. I wouldn't know what to do if I didn't have Mark around, because he does everything for me. He does the garden, he fixes things. If we've got a problem with the toilet and the toilet seat's broken, we have to go out and buy a new toilet, and then he takes the old one off and fixes it again. So he's amazing. He just does all jobs, and we both keep the garden tidy together, and we do all jobs, and we go on holiday together, which is absolutely out of this world. So far we've been on holiday about 5 or 6 times now together, and it's absolutely amazing. We've been in the caravan to a place called somewhere in Towyn. We've also been to place to Anglesey, Avon the Moor, which we went to a few years ago and didn't really like it because there wasn't much activities to do, but all the activities that were there, we had to pay for everything, which was wrong. The swimming pool was too small because it wasn't big enough for him, or because he's quite a big chap.
So how did you plan your holidays together?
We do it from an agency called Hayes Travel, and they're absolutely out of this world. They're amazing. They're so kind. They're very helpful. If we struggle to get the money together, then they'll let us pay it a bit later. So it's like this year we're off to Tenerife on the 12th of September, I think it is, 2 weeks. So we're going a bit early this year. We normally go at the end of the month of September, but we're going a bit early. And it's either our fifth or fourth wedding anniversary coming up this year. So I want to do something special for that. So I'm hoping we can stay over for one night somewhere.
Oh, nice. When's your birthday?
10th of the 8th, 72.
So it'll be four, kind of like your birthday as well.
It's August 10th. So it's not long.
Do you go away for your birthday together?
No, I normally celebrate it at home or just go out for a meal. Or we don't really go on holiday with it. We just celebrate it at home.
That's nice. We have a meal together. So today is Valentine's Day.
Yes, it is Valentine's Day. Special. Mark had a frame off me today. It had a lot of writing words on it, so it was a poem. I also got him a mug and with husband on it and a version on it. I also got him a Valentine's card and some chocolates.
What did he get you?
He got me a cup version on it, a Valentine's card, and a teddy bear, a dog teddy, but I've got to think of a name so it can match Patch, because I've got a big teddy and I call him Patch, and he cuddles up to me in bed every night when I'm in bed.
What do you have planned for tonight?
Well, the thing what I had planned tonight was that Mark was going to have steak, new potatoes and mixed veg. I was going to have salmon and new potatoes and veg, but now we're not because Mark's had a chicken dinner today in my favourite cafe, Dots the Dots. So I'm going to have to eat something smaller. Something healthy, because we're both on Slimming World. And on Slimming World, I have lost 2.5 stone. I am wanting to lose at least 3 stone or 4 stone, but it will come off when it can. Mark's on Slimming World, but he doesn't always stick to it, and when I go, I do most of the cooking, I do most of the food shopping, but food shopping can be stressful sometimes because I tend to buy the odd daft things like biscuits and crisps and chocolate, which we're not allowed or shouldn't have it, but I like to have a biscuit with my coffee or tea. I can't do without it.
Do you and Mark shop together?
Not all the time, sometimes. If we shop together, I find that we argue, because when we shop together, he normally turns around and say, you don't need this, you don't need that.
So you do argue with Mark, then?
Well, all couples argue. Is Mark, being in a relationship is not hanky-panky and full of whatever you think it is, because it's not. All couples and girlfriends and boyfriends have fallouts and whatever. Doesn't matter what you argue about, you just sort it out. Doesn't matter how small or big the argument is, you just try and sort it out the best way you can, but and then you just forget about it and then just start a proper new day again, and that's it.
What do you think the barriers are for people with a learning disability meeting people and making friends or having relationships?
My point of view with friendships and relationships with people with learning disabilities, I think people find it more harder than people who are just normal, because people with a learning disability, that you think, because they don't know how a friendship or if somebody wants to propose, that I think people wouldn't know how to act with it or how it'll work properly, because if people, like, if you're normal and you there's nothing wrong with you, then you can just be happy and everything else. But I think people with a learning disability, I don't think they can't, not all the time, because of their illness. Because their illness is just going to be there forever. It doesn't matter how long they've got a learning disability, it won't go. It'll be there for the rest of their lives.
So how do you think they would be able to get a relationship then, or a friendship? How do you think, from being a person with a learning disability and you've managed to get married and have a relationship, how other people could have the same?
Anybody can have a relationship or a friendship or get married and whatever. It depends on their family, their parents, because, see, with me, with my parents don't even know if I've got married or not, because my parents went with me when I got married. They didn't even know I was getting married, and they don't even know I'm married at all yet. When I was a kid, I didn't have a birthday card, I didn't have a Christmas present, I didn't have anything from the age of 5 years of age. So since I've grown up and since I've got to know Mark and I've had birthday cards and Christmas presents and all that, but before I met Mark and all that, I didn't have anything.
Not from anyone.
That is quite an emotional and very upsetting. So, but you grim it and bear it, I suppose, but
you're right. So, do you think the more support people have, the less chance of a relationship people can have? Or do you think it's just families that are a barrier?
I suppose it's the way people get treated, because what I find at the moment is that people should be treated as same as everyone else, but people are not being treated the same. people are being treated wrong at the moment.
People with a learning disability?
Yeah, it's happening everywhere.
Mm. And you think that's stopping them from seeing people, their friends? Is there a lot of opportunity for people to meet friends and...
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of opportunities for people to make friends. I think people just need to get out in the community more and find out that there is things to do, because from my point of view is that people are always inside doors. It's like if people want to get out in the community, then the staff should be bringing them out. The staff shouldn't stop them from doing anything. But
do you go out at night?
No, not when it's dark early. I have been going out at night when the dark gets dark at night, because I stay out pretty late and normally home about 4 or 5 o'clock. But most days between now and because it goes dark normally about 4 o'clock or before then, I'm normally, if I went out, I'm normally home about one. I'm normally home by 1 o'clock, 12, because I don't like being out because of all the antisocial behaviour, all the druggies, smackers, all the trouble that's going round in town. And
so if someone was to suggest a Saturday night out drinking alcohol, what would you say?
I won't drink it. I won't even touch the stuff because I don't like it. Because it's not good for you. It's bad for you. For what I see with people drinking alcohol, it causes too many problems, because you see people fighting, smashing windows, arguing at home in front of their kids and hitting their kids or whatever. So
you relate it to violence?
I just don't like it. I don't believe in it. It's silly. It's cruel. It shouldn't happen.
Does Mark drink?
No. No. The only time we drink alcohol is like special occasion. Like we'll probably have a drink on our wedding anniversary, but I'm going to do something special for that, hopefully, if I can. But basically, we just have 2 or 3 glasses or something, but we don't fall out, we don't argue, we don't hurt each other, because we never have done.
What drink do you choose?
I normally either have half Foster's, I normally drink lemonade and shandy. So, but basically, it's just half a lager, Wrexham lager, or Foster's. We normally have, what's that drink we normally have when we're abroad? I'm trying to think what it's called. It's a lovely drink, and we always have it when we're abroad.
So you drink when you're away on holiday?
Oh, yeah. Why not? All couples do that. Who doesn't drink alcohol when it's free? It's free when you're abroad, especially when it's all-inclusive. We have the odd ones sometimes when we're abroad, but not many. But we go on the beach when we're abroad. We tend to go naked.
You're naked a lot.
So why not?
So does naked lead to hanky-panky?
I'm used to it, because when I was a kid, teenager, around about 12, 13, I went abroad first time ever with foster parents, and they paid for me, but I saved up for my own pocket money and everything, and I opened a post office account, a savings account. My foster family helped me with that, so I got help from that. So, yes.
So you like to travel? And get naked?
Bringing back home memories.
Trying to think of what I can ask you next. So, if people don't go out at night time, which a lot of people without a learning disability meet people, you know, when they go out for a drink in the evenings, how do people with a learning disability meet people normally, you know, like day to day?
Well, the way I see it, because we, my group called SUS, which stands for Standards Service, what is it? Standards Services for Exo. We have a group called Friendship, a relationship or friendship, but we also got a thing called the Friendship Hub, which is on our website, which is on Facebook. Basically, anybody is welcome to come to that. We meet up every month at the end of the month. So we've got one this February coming up, but I won't be going to that because I'm busy bee with my work. There's normally about 12-15 people in the group. It all depends what we do. We normally chat about anything. We also have something to eat and drink.
This is in the daytime, isn't it?
Yeah.
What time?
Normally 11
in the morning?
Yeah, 11 till 1 or 11 till 2 it is. Something like that.
What do you think we'd need to change to help people with a learning disability go out in the evenings?
I think there should be more activities for people to do around Wrexham, but I don't see much of that in Wrexham because I know they've got the bowling alley, but to me, I don't really like playing bowling because it's not my thing. I hate it because I find the balls can be pretty heavy, but they have this thing, what they have in the bowling, which you can use, but I still find it difficult because they're still heavy to use. But there should be more activities. There's not enough. There ain't enough things for people to do with people with autism or people with a learning disability or anything.
To do in the evenings.
There isn't, not in the evenings. I know you've got the leisure centres, but they're not much cool.
Do you have friends?
I've got millions of thousands of friends in Wrexham, all over.
And how often do you see them?
I used to see them years and years, loads of times in the past, but now, because I don't go out so much, I don't actually see anyone. Like, today I bumped into an old friend who I haven't seen for months and months or years, and I don't see her much now because she's got a job and she works in Ellesmere Port. So that's why I don't see her that much now. But I just don't go out as much because Wrexham is just, Wrexham's not safe for anybody at the moment because there's too much antisocial behaviour, there's too much vandalising and people going around smashing windows, people's bags being pinched. Like a couple months back, I saw these two druggies. They were jumping onto these people for money, so I saw that, but I didn't get in touch with the police, or didn't tell them because I didn't want to get involved. Basically, by not far from the bus station this year, me and my husband and quite a few other people saw it as well. Two parents were beating the hell out of their own daughter by the council office. There was about four or five police cars that came. Some people, not clients like me, but this lad who I saw, he was quite tall. He turned around and shouted, "Oh, leave the girl alone. She's only young. Leave her." And then the parent turned around, the guy turned around and said to him, "Oh, shut your mouth, it's nothing to do with you." So the police were just like that. They came like like 2 seconds away. But I said to Mark, "We need to move, I'm not getting involved." But this woman who works in the cat protection or whatever it's called, she saw what happened and she ran the police as well. So this is what I mean. There's so many issues that is happening in town. There's like people getting hurt, and it's just like antisocial behaviour, and people, it's terrifying, and it terrifies me because don't want people to get involved. I don't want people saying, "Oh, this person did that," because what I find is that people need to keep out of it and don't get involved, because that's, if you get involved in something, you're going to end up getting hurt. So
when was the last time you met up with a friend?
Last time I met up with friend, last week.
Where did you meet?
I met with all the girls from Sunderland in Spain class. So I met with them last Thursday. My friend bought me a hot drink after I did the spin class. And we just nattered about what we were going to do and what we were going to eat on the night and everything. And then I went home. So,
did you meet in Slimming World, or did you know each other before Slimming World?
I met all these people in Slimming World before spin class. So,
but did you make friends with them through Slimming World, or did you know them before Slimming World?
Slimming World.
So Slimming World's been a good place for you to meet people.
Mm-hmm. But I meet people all over the place. So
before the spin class and Slimming World people, did you meet up with a friend in a cafe or?
No, I
go for food with a friend.
No, because I started coming out my shell. I started coming getting out in the community. Like, when I went to start going to the Cunliffe, I started going swimming, I started going to Waterworld, I started going to other gyms, and then I started going to Alan Waters and everything, so...
So the Cunliffe Centre helped you with that?
Mm-hmm. I got my... Got back.
You mentioned the friendship and relationship group in the Cunliffe Centre. Has it been successful?
Very successful. Brilliant. Amazing.
How come?
Because we're getting people all over to come and see what the group's like. And, but Cunliffe. And...
How does it help people with a learning disability find a relationship?
Well, they make their own relationship, don't they? If they want to go on a date with somebody, or that's up to them, isn't it?
So it's not a dating...
Oh, what do you mean?
With the relationships and dating... friendships and relationships group.
Right, people can come, anybody can come to that. It's open to the public, it's open to anybody. It doesn't matter who, doesn't matter if the person's in the wheelchair, it doesn't matter whatsoever.
And how does it work? People come to it and...
Well, it is, we welcome the new people on the thing, and we explain to them what we do and what... We pay what we're going to be doing and what's it all about. But all it is basically the friendship thing, what we have every month, is that we just all get together, have a drink, something to eat, and just talk to about anything and whatever. Have a fun day. Make it fun. And,
do any of your other friends with a learning disability come up to you and ask you how you got married and advice on how they could get married?
No.
Are you the only one in the Cunliffe that is married?
I don't know, because my point of view with that is that... I think most of the people in the group either live with their families or they don't live independently, like myself, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, in the Seuss group.
What's that?
The Seuss group on a Thursday you go to in the Cunliffe Centre. Are other people in that group in a relationship...
Some might be, but not all of them, I don't think.
You don't talk about it when you're together?
No.
You don't talk about friendships and relationships when you're together?
We don't talk about that, not with the Seuss.
No?
The Seuss group is different to friendship thing, because...
I mean your friends. So your other friends with a learning disability... Do you talk about relationships and friendships with them?
Not in the Seuss, we don't know.
No, I mean your other friends.
Oh, wait.
You know, with the learning disability.
Oh, yeah, if I'm meeting my other friends and they're... Most of the people that I know that are normal, they're not like myself, so...
They've not got a learning disability.
No. Some have, some don't. But, you know, it's... most of my friends who I know have probably got married, have got kids, grown up and everything normal. They're nothing like me, if you get what I mean. 'Cause that's what most of my friends are, that know me. Anyway, they're not like me, but the most of friends that I normally see have support. So basically, if they've got support, I don't think they'd be in the relationship or have a relationship with anybody. I don't know.
Why is that?
Because I don't ask them.
You don't ask?
No, because it's not my... It's not my thing to go around and... I wouldn't like to ask my friend, and if she was with a support worker, right, and you turned around and said, oh, are you married, or if you've got a boyfriend or girlfriend, I wouldn't like to ask anybody that, because I find it personal, I find it confidential, it's their own business. If they want to share that, that's up to them.
You don't think it's normal to share, talk about relationships? So what about Love Island? Have you watched Love Island?
I don't like Love Island, no.
No?
No.
Nothing like that where they talk about relationships?
I don't watch it.
No? What do you watch on the telly?
My soaps. Catchphrase. Bruce's Price is Right. Bullseye. What do I watch? White House Fam, or whatever it was called. It was based on a true story. I think it's been on for the last 4 or 5 weeks, but I think the last one is either this week or it was last week. I don't know.
Does Mark watch the same things you do?
Not all the time, no. No. Mark just doesn't watch any of the soaps because he's not a soap fan.
No?
No. Chase, which is Bradley Welsh. I quite like Bradley Welsh because I find he's awesome. I find he's funny. He's clever. I don't know if you've been watching his thing that's been on. It was the last one this Wednesday night, and I was upset about it because it's finished. So it's his Bradley is the dad, and he's got a son. So it's father and son. It's been on the last, I think it's been on the last 4 or 5 weeks, and the last one was Wednesday just gone, and I was gutted. So,
do you and Mark have any hobbies together?
Yes, we have plenty of hobbies.
What are they?
Hobbies. My hobbies are swimming, the gym, walking, seeing different parts of countrysides, like parks and all that. We both love birds. We love animals. We'd like to have an animal, but nah.
Why not?
Pardon me, because we did have two birds and somebody looked after them and apparently they died. So I've been the person who looked after them, but never mind. But I've forgotten now, it's in the past. But, my favourite animal would be dogs because I love little dogs. I think the dog I would have would have to be a poodle because I absolutely adore them. When I was foster care, my foster mum and dad used to have a little poodle and I used to take it out for walks all the time, and the dog used to lick me like that, used to look at my feet. It used to sleep with me every night in bed. I used to feed her. Came on holiday with us when we went in caravan. So, but,
why don't you get a dog?
I did have a dog a long time ago before I met Mark. I had to get rid of it because the dog wrecked my house to bits.
Oh no. So whose decision was it to get rid of the dog?
I had no option because the... somebody came for it and took it. So the only reason I had to get rid of it because it was wrecked my kitchen. The kitchen was a right mess. I think the reason why I had to get rid of it because it was my ex. When I used to have a boyfriend, one of my exes. Didn't train the dog and didn't even take it out for walks or didn't do anything.
This was your ex before Mark?
Oh, years and years ago. But he's not my ex anymore. God. Oh, bloody God.
And you had a dog with him and he didn't treat him very nice?
Wasn't my dog anyway.
Was he nice to you?
I don't know.
No. Would you get a dog with Mark in the future?
No, because we can't. The reason why we can't have animals is because I like to go on holiday because I don't like to be in 24 hours a day because I like to be out and about. I don't like sitting in the house, or I don't like to sit down. Like, if I sit down in the house all day, all I do is fidget and it tends me to eat and eat and eat and eat. Also, I get bored.
Do you ever get lonely?
Years and years ago, before I met Mark, yeah, but. Happens, doesn't it? But what can you do?
So Mark stopped you from feeling lonely?
Oh yes, definitely. Mark is like part of my life now. We do a lot of things together. Some days we don't do things together because he's out fishing because I don't like fishing, so...
He goes fishing?
He goes fishing because it's his hobby. But he hasn't been for years, but I think he needs to go back. So once his fishing license runs out this year, I need to renew it.
You renew it for him?
Yeah, we've got a... a joint account, so we share the joint account together.
And you help him with documents?
Yeah, because we've got a savings account which we share. So I hope this is not going to be, I hope nobody else is going to be listening to this.
Yeah.
Who? Please, no.
Right, shall we stop it here?
If it's up to you, I'm not fussed.
Thank you so much, Jane.
How do you listen to it?